In the news today, China has rejected a U.S. government report about Beijing's territorial claims in the South China Sea. The U.S. State Department released the report. It examined the historic, geographic, and legal basis for China's claims in the area. It found that China's claims do not honor the UN Law of the Sea Treaty, an international agreement that China signed. Both China and the United States released reports in the past week that detail the dispute over ownership of some reefs, small islands, and surrounding waters in the South China Sea. China says the U.S. report violates its promise to not take sides in the dispute. Several nations dispute parts of the South China Sea. It is one of the busiest shipping areas in the world. It is also rich in mineral, oil, and gas resources. A 16-year-old suicide bomber killed at least one person Thursday in an attack at the French Cultural Center in the Afghan capital, Kabul. France's Foreign Minister, Laurent Fabius, said several people died in the explosion. He said none of the victims were French. A top Afghan official identified one of the dead as a German citizen. Afghan officials say the bomber had hidden explosives in his clothes before entering the building. Earlier, the Taliban claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on a bus. 6 soldiers were killed. Many people were injured in the 2 explosions. The Hollywood Film Awards season began Thursday with the announcement of nominees for the 72nd Golden Globe Awards. The film Birdman received 7 nominations, the most of any film. It was nominated for Best Comedy or Musical, along with The Grand Budapest Hotel, Into the Woods, Pride, and St. Vincent. Boyhood, which took 12 years to film, received 5 nominations, including Best Drama. Other Best Drama nominees include Foxcatcher, The Imitation Game, The Theory of Everything, and Selma. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association will present the Golden Globe Awards in a ceremony January 11th in Los Angeles, California. Now, words in the news. Reef, noun, a long line of rocks or coral or a high area of sand near the surface of the water in the ocean. Hidden, verb, to put something in a place where it cannot be seen or found. Nominee, noun, someone or something that has been chosen as a candidate for an award, job, or honor.